You may have heard of the event, the Venice Biennale. Well, LA is about to get its own event, but the focus is going to be on public art that will be situated on one of LA's most important pieces of infrastructure, something we've been talking about for a long time now, and that's the Los Angeles River. Here's LA Mayor Eric Garcetti announcing the artists who will participate in a biennial called Current LA Water.
A quarter of our city lives within walking distance of the Los Angeles River, which is why it's been such a high priority for me, working with the Army Corps of Engineers and our city council and others, to revitalize and to put in plan a generational change to this river that will kind of free it up and bring nature back to it.
But what role can artists play in revitalizing the LA River? With more now, Frances Anderton is here. She's the host of KCRW's Design and Architecture with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So what is this biennial?
Well, this is going to be a display of art that is going to be situated along the river and tributaries of the LA River. It's resulting from a grant that came from Bloomberg Philanthropies. 237 cities apparently applied, and 4 won, LA being among them. The city's getting up to $1 million that are going to be distributed between about a dozen artists. The whole biennial is being produced by the city's Department of Cultural Affairs. Daniel Brazel, who heads the Cultural Affairs Department, says the point of it is to take art out of the four-walled environment and into our neighborhoods, along our waterways and into communities, creating access to art for the people of our great city, is what she said. So this is the main goal, is to put art out there, to put art out there that deals with a prevailing issue in Los Angeles, water, and by extension, the river.
You mentioned, Frances, what some of this art is or what its impact will be, but who are the artists that have been picked?
Well, it's quite interesting. A lot of the artists are what you might call conceptual artists, people who are very much in that realm of sort of so-called high art. There's some very good names. We've got among them some great locals, Edgar Arsenault, Candice Lin, Lucky Dragons, a fellow named Corey Newkirk working out of downtown LA. We also have a sound artist called Chris Kalmeyer, who told DNA's producer Avishai Artsy that he mainly makes something called traditionally unlistenable music. Then you have an architect activist in Frogtown named David Kapoor. He's very interested in river access issues. So for him, he's going to, I think, use this as a chance to kind of make a comment through art on issues of social justice around the river.
This is basically, from what I can tell, access, not only having access to the river, but also celebrating the river in different forms.
Yes, and there's a lot of that going on right now. The river is so much central to discussion in Los Angeles. You mentioned that at the top of the show. There's so many groups. I mean, for example, just this week, there's so much happening going on with the LA River. We have another art-related project. On Friday, the LA River Revitalization Corporation, now being renamed as River LA, is going to unfold a bunch of parklets where high schoolers will embark on painting murals with help from the Disney Corporation. On Saturday, that same River LA has a party to mark its rebranding. And at the same time, the Friends of the LA River, another very important interest group attached to the river, they're going to start their big cleanup of the LA River. So this art biennial is situated within an ongoing, really big rethink of the river that's engaging an enormous number of people, a lot of energy, some of it artistic, some of it activist, some of it political. It's a very interesting time. It's creating some tensions and some controversy, but the river is at the heart of our city right now.
All right, Frances Anderton, certainly to be updated on DNA on ATC. Thank you for your time today, Frances.
Well, thank you, Steve.